The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. We welcome our viewers back to another episode of The Challenges of Youth. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. On this show, we discuss various challenges that the youth may face and Islamic guidance on how to overcome those challenges. And today too, we have a wonderful topic of discussion, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Today's topic of discussion is appreciating others. Yes, appreciating others. And before we go any further into today's topic, first let's discuss some benefits of salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as we always love to encourage ourselves and others to send salawat upon the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And for this, we look towards a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to gain motivation for sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in one of those many ahadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "The one who recites salat upon me once, Allah azza wa jal showers 10 mercies upon him." Subhanallah, subhanallah. If we want to continue receiving the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to increase in reciting salawat upon the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now, whilst we are feeling that love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam overflowing from our hearts, alhamdulillah, let's listen to a beautiful kalam in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And immediately after this kalam, we'll get into our topic of discussion. Enjoy this kalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
As-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, as-salam. As-salam ya Nabi, ya Nabi, as-salam. As-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, ya Nabi, as-salam.
Rab ke pyare, raj dulare, tum ho hamare, hum hai tumhare. रब के प्यारे राज दुलारे तुम हो हमारे हम हैं तुम्हारे ऐ दामाने रहमत वाले तुम पर लाखों सलाम
अस्सलाम या नबी अस्सलाम या नबी As-salam ya Nabi, ya Nabi, as-salam. As-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, ya Nabi, as-salam.
De diye tumko apne khazane, Rab-e-izzat, Rab-e-ulane. दे दिए तुमको अपने खजाने रब्बे इज्जत रब्बे उलाने दोनों जहां की नेमत वाले तुम पर लाखों सलाम अस्सलामु अलैकुम Mustafa, Mustafa,
Mustafa, Mustafa,
Mustafa, Mustafa, Manba'u lis-safa, Sayyidul Anbiya,
مشعل في الوفا كان في يدفيه لليتامى دفاع. مصطفى مصطفى منبع للصفا سيد الأنبياء مشعل في الوفا كان في يدفيه لليتامى دفاع. حن قلبي له فاض شوقا إلي ليس أرجو سوى شربة من يدي. الصلاة علي والسلام علي للسماء ارتقى فأتى بالنقى وغدا وجهه نيرا مشرقا وغدا وجهه نيرا مشرقا. عرش علا پر رب نے بلایا اپنا جلوہ خاص دکھایا ہے سفارا سب حور ملک اور غلمہ خلد سجاتے ہیں ایک دھوم گئے عرش اعظم پر مہمان خدا کے آتے ہیں. عرش علا پر رب نے بلایا اپنا جلوہ خاص دکھایا. خلوت والے جلوت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام. قمرون 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 سیدنا النبی قمرون وجميل سيدنا النبي وجميل. وكف المصطفى كالورد نادي الله الله. وعطرها يبقى إذا مست أيادي الله الله. وكف المصطفى كالورد نادي الله الله. وعطرها يبقى إذا مست أيادي الله الله. وأما نبالوها كل العباد وأما نبالوها كل العباد وأما نبالوها كل العباد. حبيب الله يا خير البرايا. قمرون 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 سيدنا النبي قمرون وجميل سيدنا النبي وجميل. بو جهل لئيك الما پڑتا دیکھا ہی نہیں اس نے شاہا. سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا. گر ہو نبی بتلاو ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا. سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا. گر ہو نبی بتلاو ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا. آقا کا فرمان ہوا اور فضل رحمان ہوا. مٹھی سے کنکر بولا لا الہ الا اللہ. حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ. نور محمد صلی اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ. بو جہل لئی کلمہ پڑھتا دیکھا ہی نہیں اس نے شاہا. دو والی صورت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام. مولایا صلی وسلم دائماً ابداً علی حبیبک خیر الخلق کلهم یا ربی ص
صلي علي يا ربي سلم علي يا ربي صلي علي صلوات الله علي مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم
خواب میں اپنا جلوہ دکھاؤ نوری کو تم نوری بناؤ خواب میں اپنا جلوہ دکھاؤ نوری کو تم نوری بناؤ اے چمکیلی رنگت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
السلام علیک یا یا رسول اللہ السلام علیک یا حبیبی یا نبی اللہ السلام علیک یا یا رسول اللہ السلام علیک یا حبیبی یا نبی اللہ یا رسول اللہ
رقت عینای شوقا ولطیبة ذرفت عشقا فاتیت الی حبیبی فاهدأ یا قلب ورفقا صلی علی محمد
السلام علیک یا یا رسول اللہ السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله السلام عليك يا يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله يا رسول الله
أنت نور الله فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا علاك قدرا يا ختام الأنبياء أيها المختار فينا زادنا الحب حنينا جئتنا بالخير دينا يا ختام المرسلين يا حبيبي يا رسول الله يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك
Subhanallah, subhanallah, what a wonderful kalam in praise of the beloved of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whenever we listen to the naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we feel so close to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we desire even further to be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to go to the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwarah. May Allah Azza wa Jal take you along with your families, along with us, with Murshid Kareem, to the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwarah. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today's topic, as we've discussed, is appreciating others. Yes, this is of utmost importance. Firstly, we need to appreciate the favors of our Rabb upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showered upon us so many favors, and the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal are so innumerable, we are unable to count the favors and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Our every breath is a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every morning that we wake up is a favor, a gift, a bounty, and a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we must show appreciation for the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the rule for us to be able to increase our ni'mas, to increase the bounties that we receive? Allah Azza wa Jal tells us in the Holy Quran that if we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jal will increase His bounties upon us, and we want that increase of bounties from our Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus, we need to be grateful for the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And among the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us is all that we have in the form of assistance, helpers, people who love us, people who care about us, people who serve us, people who do things for us, people who are there for us as well. That is such a great ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine if we were alone. If we didn't have anyone. If we had no one who loved us, no one who cared for us, no one who was there for us. How difficult life would be. How lonely life would be. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed these wonderful people around us. And it is of utmost importance that we appreciate them. That we appreciate this great ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah azza wa jal has granted us our fellow human beings. People around us, alhamdulillah. Many of us, we have mothers. We have fathers. We have siblings, we have spouses, some of us have children. Subhanallah, we have friends, we have neighbors, companions in the dunya. And so we are not alone. They are often there for us. They often call us. They often speak to us. They often let us know that they are there for us. And we should do the same. And just like that, when we appreciate our companions, when we appreciate our spouses, when we appreciate our parents, when we appreciate the people around us, inshallah azza wa jal, it will draw them closer to us. Many people around us do so much for us. And many a times we turn a blind eye to all that they do. And all of their efforts and all the difficulties that they go through in doing whatever it is for us. There's a beautiful story that once a man was leaving his home, and whilst he was leaving his home, he looked towards his shoes, and he realized that his shoes had not been cleaned and polished. And so he made some negative comments towards his spouse, saying, "You are at home all day, what is it that you do? You can't even clean my shoes." Allahu Akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And the spouse then just remained silent, and the man left the house. When he left the house and he went to work and he returned home, he saw the children playing outside. He saw them in an unclean state. He entered the house. He saw toys lying all over the house. He saw the house in a mess. He saw the house dirty. He saw mud from outside brought into the house. He was astonished. He said, "Wow, what has happened? Is my wife okay? Is my spouse okay?" So he ran into the house, and when he got to his room, to the bedroom, he saw that his spouse was sitting down and just reading a book. And he asked, "Are you okay? Is everything okay? Because today I see the house is in such a state. The children are so unkept. What has happened?" So she said that, "No, for one day, I chose to just do what I feel like doing and not do the tasks that I usually do through the day, so that you may also have an idea that if I don't do all the hard work that I do daily, this is the condition of the home. This is what we will live in." Allahu Akbar. And at that point, he realized that there is so much. There is so much that my spouse does when I'm away. There is so much that they go through the day in order to ensure that we have what we have, that we live in the happiness that we live in, that we live in the neatness that we live in, that the children are well kept, that the home is well kept. And thus, if we look towards the story and ponder over our lives, there are so many people who do so much for us that really we don't pay attention to. We don't realize the difficulties that they go through in order to undertake the tasks that they do undertake just for our comfort, just for our ease. We often look towards ourselves and what it is that we do, and we demand that we need to be shown appreciation for the tasks that we do. Yes, many a times menfolk are leaving the home. They are striving, they are working hard. And thereafter, after all of the challenges that they go through, and they return home, and then everyone is busy with whatever it is that they do, and they feel that my efforts are not appreciated. Whatever I'm doing is not being appreciated. We, my honorable viewers of Madani Channel, should learn to first appreciate the efforts of others. When we appreciate others' efforts, inshallah azza wa jal, they will feel motivated to do even more for us. This is actually a beautiful tip that I can share with you. That if anyone does anything good for you around you, and you want that goodness to increase, you want them to do more. Sometimes it's difficult to say, "Can you please do more of this?" And the person may just feel that you don't even appreciate it, that I've done what I've done, you're asking for more. If you want more to be done, all you need to do is show appreciation for what they have already done. All you need to do is show appreciation for what they have already done, and you will see an increase in that bounty as well. Yes, subhanallah. If your spouse happened to cook a tasty, delicious meal for you, and you want more delicious meals, you need to show appreciation for the hard work that it took in the preparation of that meal. You need to state that this meal is wonderful, that it's very tasty, that I appreciate all the hard work that has gone into this. Many a times we don't realize how much has gone into it. Our parents do so much for us and we just take it for granted. Many youngsters have their mothers cooking meals for them and then they eat the meal and not say a word. Sometimes we need to put ourselves in the shoes of the next person. We need to do what they do and then we will realize how much goes into it. For one day, we should perhaps say, mother, or if your spouse is cooking, then oh my spouse, today you don't cook the meal, today I will cook the meal. And then stand over the stove and then ensure that you chop the vegetables and then ensure that you cook the meal. And when you cook the meal, you will realize how much of effort goes into this and that will build your appreciation for the next person. Now, sometimes we have that appreciation in our hearts, but we forget to express it. How is it that people are going to know how we are feeling when we do not utter words to encapsulate our feelings? For them to realize how we feel regarding it, we need to utter it. So utter beautiful words, utter good words, utter words of appreciation that I've seen what you have done and I understand that you've put a lot of effort into this. I really appreciate it. Sometimes we don't even say the words of appreciation, but we show appreciation by stating how enjoyable something is, how good something is. A husband comes home from work after a rough and tiring day, and he comes home if his spouse or his children happen to say, "Oh father, how was work today?" And he states how work was. And they just say to him that we appreciate that you get up early in the morning, you leave your home, or you leave us in order to work hard to sustain us, to provide for us. Those few words make hours of working out in the day, even in the hot sun, all seem worth it. Those words could have taken 5 seconds, they could have taken 10 seconds, but 10 seconds makes 10 hours feel well worth it. There are parents out there who have sacrificed for years. They've spent 20 years and 30 years parenting, doing all that they could for their children. Sometimes 10 seconds, 20 seconds, or 30 seconds can make 20 or 30 years of hard work all seem so well worth it. Many a times our children are out at schools as well, and they strive as well. They do their best. And whilst they are doing as well as they can, and they have the examination results, and they come back home, and they state, "Oh father, oh mother, today I have my report card." And we just look at it and say, "Ah, nice," and then we leave it aside. If we show a little appreciation, that, "Oh my child, you've worked hard. I've seen you work hard. And I really appreciate all of the efforts that you put in producing these results." That child now feels that all of my studies were well worth it. All of my late nights, my sleepless nights, my hard work, my concentration in class, my dedication to get up early in the morning and go to school to study, my efforts to please my parents are all well worth it. And what does that come from? Just a little appreciation. And you will see, try it and you will see that you will find an increase in efforts. When we show appreciation, when we appreciate others, they will increase in their efforts in order to please us or in order to do their best, in order to do even more. Sometimes they may be feeling that I'm already doing my best. However, show appreciation and see how their horizon broadens even more, that they feel that I can do even better, or they feel motivated to continue what they are doing. And we know continuing the efforts, practicing more will bring them closer to perfection. And so you want them to move towards that direction, show appreciation. There's a beautiful saying that the one who does not thank the people has not thanked Allah. And so we must appreciate what people do for us. If they do a little, thank them for a little. And watch how it becomes a lot. And whatever we do, inshallah azza wa jal, because we are appreciating others' efforts, they will learn how to deal with us. They will learn to appreciate us as well. And this grows a beautiful, healthy, madani environment in our homes, where each person is appreciative of the efforts of the next person. The next time our spouses wake us up to perform salah, don't get up grumpy. Get up and say, Jazakallah, I thank you. I really appreciate it that you asked me to leave my sleep for my salah, because indeed salah is better than sleep. And once you show that appreciation, you will see inshallah azza wa jal how they will be motivated to do more. When your child does well at school or they've put in their best efforts, appreciate it and watch them do better. When your spouse does something for you, appreciate it and watch them do better. And if your parents are hayat, if your parents are alive, this is a great ni'mah, great bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From time to time, go to them, thank them, say, oh my parents, I appreciate what you've done. I appreciate the efforts. Sometimes it's a little thank you. Sometimes it's a little gift card. Sometimes it is just stating how wonderful something is that they've done for you. And sometimes it's saying that I know it took lots of blood, it took lots of sweat, it took lots of effort to do all that you've done, but it's not wasted. I may not see all of it, but I appreciate all of it. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us grateful servants. Grateful to our Rabb, grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. Grateful to our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for all the efforts he's put in bringing us this beautiful deen of Islam. And grateful to the creation of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala around us, who do all that they can for us. Ameen bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The challenges of youth, O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.